USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplayed the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest." However, the Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.